content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District N newsletter for the month of February of 2025. And we start out with the first page declaring that this is the District N newsletter from the North Carolina Lyons. And here are the District 31N monthly updates. The table of contents includes DG comments, first VDG comments, GMT message, Midwinter Convention, 2025 State Convention, Important Dates, LCIF message, Mission 1.5 Presidential Pin, North Carolina Fundraising, Childhood Cancer, Boys and Girls Home, WH Comedy Night. And in the corner of this page, there's a logo, the Lyons International logo, and a quote saying, "Make your mark. As a leader, make it a priority to appreciate your team, and most importantly, thank them for their excellent service. We serve. Leadership first." A. Elliott, District Governor. District 31N Lyons, hola! I really hope that this newsletter finds you well and full of love. We have been busy in the district. I apologize for the delay of... Please know that January has been full of club visits, but also midwinter conventions in our state. Speaking of midwinter, our was one for the book. We had 140 registered Lyons, and I can assure you that the weekend was full of fun, knowledge, and most of all, fellowship. Our speaker, International Director Bert Nelson from Minnesota, reminded us that we are super Lyons. Yes, we are. We serve our community in many different aspects. He also expressed that we should not take a no personal or negative. Just change the perception of it. No could mean next opportunity. During a cabinet meeting, we had elections, and I am proud to let you know that we, a district governor-elect, Gene Getz, first vice district governor-elect, Eddie Chase, and our second vice district governor-elect, Earl House. That must have had an elect. I think there was a word missing in that sentence. I think it was, I'm proud to let you know that we elected a district governor-elect, Gene Getz, first vice district governor-elect, Eddie Chase, and second vice district governor-elect, Earl House. Congratulations to all, and rest assured that the district is in great hands. Our training sessions continue, and I'm grateful for your participation. Please mark your calendar on the last Tuesday of the month at 7:30. And there's a very long website address, which I assume goes to the Zoom meeting site. And it says, "Join Zoom meeting. Please know that reporting your services hours is essential, not only for our district, but to LCI. Your hours equal money. I would like to recognize power couples in our district. How I am planning to do that, you might ask. Simple. Email me about a power couple in your club. The ones that not only work together, but also have stepped up to a club district position. Send your nominations to my email, msgelliottwife@gmail.com. More information to come, and recognition would be presented at our state convention cabinet meeting at Greensboro Airport Marriott Hotel on April 11th through the 13th of 2025. I am proud of your service, your commitment to our district and our communities. Don't forget, I am an email or text away if you have questions, suggestions, and know I have availability for a visit. Be your February month. Be full of health and love." And that's from Anna M. Elliott, Ph.D., District Governor 31N. Her cell number is 254-415-2751. And then there's the motto, "We listen, we process, we serve." And this is from your district governor-elect. Perform means to carry out an action or task, while preform means to shape or form something beforehand. Thanks to Dr. Pat McLaren, PDG, for humorously pointing out my spelling error in his nomination speech during the third cabinet meeting at the NNS Midwinter Convention. It was something I cunningly slithered by Google spell check. Good thing I'm not applying to be a librarian. I would like to thank all of you who voted at the convention, the PDGs who helped me in the past, the members who have screened so many kids in the district, and those of you who have sold Camp Dogwood raffle tickets. Thank you for electing me and trusting me to serve as your district governor in 2025-2026. Most of my cabinet members and chairpersons have been designated for 2025-26. I still have a couple positions to fill and need confirmation from some who hopefully will continue in their existing positions. My goal is to have confirmation on all district positions by the end of February. I want to extend a welcome to FVDGE Eddie Chase and SVDGE Earl House. I will be proud to serve with both of these lions who have served above and beyond expectations in the past. If you have questions, need help, or would like me to come to your meeting, please do not hesitate to contact me. And that is from Lion Gene Getz. His email is ggoetz00@gmail.com. Phone is 414-640-5953. And here's a page with the heading, How to Gain New Members to Your Club. I am a firm believer of the strategy to just ask. Over my 20 years as a Lion, I have sponsored more than 100 members into my club, the Western Harnett Lions Club. Not a single one of these new members came up to me and asked, "Can I join your club?" You need to take the initiative and start a conversation with a neighbor, a friend, or a coworker, and find out a little bit about the person and some of his or her interests, and then suggest that the Lions may be able to help fulfill their interests by some of the club's projects. Be positive. Let them know that you are proud to be a Lion. Invite the person to a club-sponsored service to get the enjoyment of serving others. Sure, you will get folks that tell you that the Lions are not for them. Do not take it as a personal affront. Thank them for their time and move on to another prospective Lion. Believe me, there are people out there that want to serve others. It is our job to go out and find them. I challenge each Lion to ask at least one person during the next month to join the greatest service organization in the world. And this is not signed by anyone, so I'm not sure who authored this, but there includes membership totals for District N as of February 8th, 2025. Total members, 947. Added members, 76, dropped members, 85, for a net loss of 9 members. The next couple pages are full of photographs of beautiful people attending the District 31 NNS Midwinter Convention. There's a nice picture of the outside of the venue at night, and people all dressed up in their finery and enjoying fellowship, for sure. And then there's a page, District 31N Peace Poster Winner. And there are some photos of some charming young ones with what looks like their proud parents. And the poster is a colorful image. It has two hands, grasping hands, one dark-skinned, one white, light-skinned, and some flags from other countries weaving out throughout this colorful background. It really is gorgeous. And here's something advertising the 101st Annual North Carolina Lions Council State Convention. North Carolina Lions Strong, Serving Through Adversity. And this will be April 11th through 13th of 2025 at the Greensboro High Point Airport Marriott in Greensboro, North Carolina. And there are boxes here to fill in who's attending and what kind of food they'd like at the banquet, et cetera, a family fun night also. And so this says that there will be a family fun night, and the cost of that will be $20. There will be a tail twister breakfast. Cost of breakfast is $20. And then at night there will be the governor's banquet at $40 per person. Friday, April 11th, the Friday fun night will be Crazy Hat Night from 6:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. And then Saturday, April 12th, in the morning, there will be a tail twister breakfast with a live auction at 8 a.m. And following that, in the evening, the governor's banquet from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. And on Sunday, April 13th, the general session starts at 8:30 a.m., and the district cabinet meetings will also be held. The room reservations can be made with the Greensboro High Point Marriott at 1 Marriott Drive, Greensboro. The Lions room rate is $129 plus tax and service charges, and that's good until March 26th of 2025. And then they list a room reservation link, and they or you can call 1-888-236-2427, and be sure to request the rate for the North Carolina Lions State Convention. On Friday, April 11th, there will be a North Carolina Lions State Golf Tournament. It'll be $60 per player, and that includes lunch. Mulligans cost $5, and there are two each per person maximum. Tee-off time is approximately 10 a.m. And all proceeds will go to the LCIF for the Hurricane Helene Relief Disaster Fund. And prizes will be presented Friday evening during the convention's Friday Fun Night. And they have an application for all your vital information. Thanks to the support of Lions from across District 31 N and S, the annual food drive held during the Greenville Midwinter Convention was successful. We collected over 320 pounds of non-perishable food items, bottled water, and personal care items. We also collected $350 in cash donations. The food drive supported service projects of the Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina, established in 1980 as a 501c3 organization. The food bank was particularly in need of peanut butter, spices and seasonings, canned proteins such as chicken, ham, pork, tuna, etc., personal care items such as toothpaste, toothbrushes, shampoo, conditioner, body wash, bar soap, deodorant, etc., and bottled water. Lions donated these much-needed items and more. Personal care items cannot be purchased through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Atlantic Dentistry of Kildouble Hills, North Carolina, donated cases of toothpaste and toothbrushes. Check with your health care providers to see if they would be able to donate hygiene supplies. Cash collected is used to purchase fresh produce. Food insufficiency continues to be a problem throughout the state of North Carolina. It has a negative effect on children, adults, and seniors in our communities. Hunger is more than an empty stomach. Food inefficiency and hunger act as a barrier to employment, education, and medical care. Please mark your calendar for April 11th through 13th as we plan for the Lions District 31 State Convention and Greensboro Food Drive, benefiting the Greensboro Urban Ministry. Bring what food items you can. Donate whatever cash you are able. All donations are gratefully accepted. And that was submitted by Bob Christensen, Hunger Chairman of District 31S. Here are some important dates. We listen, we process, we serve. In the conventions heading, April 11th through 13th, 2025, the State Convention in Greensboro, North Carolina. Under cabinet meetings, the fourth cabinet meeting will be April 12th of 2025 at the State Convention in Greensboro, North Carolina. Officer Leaders Trainings, Saturday, March 1st, 2025, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., that will be hosted by the Lake Waccamaw Lions Club, Boys and Girls Home Chapel, 400 Flemington Drive, Lake Waccamaw, North Carolina. On Saturday, April 5th of 2025, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., the training will be hosted by Kinston Lions Club at the Lions Industry for the Blind, 4126 Berkeley Avenue in Kinston, North Carolina. As for Tuesday monthly training, on Tuesday, February 25th of 2025, Pillars of Lions Clubs International, Vision, Disaster Relief, Diabetes, and Environment. On Tuesday, March 25th of 2025, the topic is Pillars of Lions Clubs International, and including Youth, Humanitarian, Childhood Cancer, and Hunger. And on Tuesday, April, doesn't have a date, but Tuesday, April something of 2025, the topic will be Childhood Cancer. There follows a long web address to join the Zoom meetings, so I will not bore you with a recitation of that. Okay, the next page includes a Lions Club's International Foundation announcement. Your $100 gift can help LCIF, one, provide vision screenings for 50 at-risk youth through vision grants, two, offer immediate relief to 39 victims of a natural disaster through emergency grants, three, house one family during their child's cancer treatment through childhood cancer grants, four, screen 98 individuals at risk for diabetes through diabetes grants, five, improve access to food for 90 hungry people through hunger grants, and six, fund Lions Quest curriculum for 1 year for an entire classroom through Lions Quest grants. 100% of your donation supports LCIF grants and programs. So donate today at lionsclubs.org/ways to give. Here's a letter from here's a letter to the club. Dear Club President, growing our clubs is key to achieving our Mission 1.5 goal. That's why I'm introducing a new presidential award to recognize club presidents and the Lions helping us reach our Mission 1.5 goal. Find out how you can earn your recognition by growing your club so we can serve more people than ever before. At your service, Fabricio Oliveira, International President. Earn recognition for growing your club. You can earn presidential pins and certificates for adding new members when you meet the following membership targets at the end of the Lion year. Net gain of 10 members gets you a presidential certificate and presidential pin. A net gain of 15 members gets you a certificate and two pins. Net gain of 20 members gets you two certificates and two pins. Net gain of 25 members, two certificates and three pins. Net gain of 30 new members, three certificates and four pins. And clubs with at least 20 total members with no drops receive a certificate. Don't miss your chance to be recognized. All right, this next page is the North Carolina Lions fundraising update as of January 30th, 2025. It's a pretty big set of tables, so I'm going to very briefly supply some highlights. So for the Brighter Visions Fund Drive, the goal for this year is $565,000. The total for so far is 247,609 $1,000. So that's a shortage of $318,196, meaning the Lions have achieved 44% of their goal. The average donation per member so far is $55.18. And the total Blind Vision's collection last year was $520,609. As for the Camp Dogwood raffle for 2024-25, last year, at this time, had been $55,877 had been earned. Right now, $42,583 has been earned this year. And that is for an average of 0.95 books per member. And last year, the sales came up to $127,893. So far the difference from last year is down $85,385. Memorials and honorariums for 24-25. Let's see. The total so far is $12,059. Last year's total came to $10,062, year-to-date, that is, year-to-date. So we're up $2,000 as far as last year's goes, but the total goal is $30,000. And for clinical eye research for the year 2024-25, the goal this year is $20,000. So far, the clubs have earned $5,905. Last year at this time, they had earned $5,353. So you're up by $552 at this point. 2025-26 Global Service Project, Childhood Cancer. Lions from District 31N and S have been working hard preparing for their council's 2025-26 Global Service Project. The plan is to raise grant funds to provide equipment and software to improve the diversion room at ECU Health in Greenville. The proposed LCIF grant will be for $20,000, but half of that amount will be raised by Lions. Don't miss the Childhood Cancer Table at the Midwinter Convention, where you can make a donation and learn how your club can help kids and families cope with cancer. For a $20 donation, you will receive an attractive pin. And they show a pin that says, Helping Kids and Their Families Cope with Cancer, North Carolina Lions Donor. And it looks like a gingerbread man, superimposed over an outline of the state of North Carolina. So childhood cancer is not something that is given to kids because they are strong enough to handle it. It is not just happy kids with sweet, shiny, bald heads and brave smiles. It is scary. It is dark. It steals our children's childhood, our families' joy and peace. It can ruin families and lives. It marks us for life. It is one of the most stressful, heart-wrenching conditions in the world. And that is from Lion Jean Getz. Here's a notice about the Boys and Girls Home of North Carolina Rubber Duck Race. That's going to be held Wednesday, September 10th in Jungle Rapids in Wilmington, North Carolina. Proceeds from duck sales will go towards purchase of a van for the Lions Cottage Boys. Lion Scott Stevenson will have duck sale tickets and information soon. Boys and Girls Home of North Carolina. Lions Day is Saturday, May 10th of 2025 at 9 a.m. at 400 Flemington Drive, Lake Waccamaw, North Carolina. And that's for the Boys and Girls Homes of North Carolina. Lions We Serve. Here's a notice of a comedy date night with two comedians, a sit-down dinner, a photo booth, and raffles. That's going to be hosted by the Western Harnett Lions Club, and all proceeds go to the Western North Carolina Relief. It is $65 per ticket. That includes entertainment, dinner, dessert, wine, and it says BYOB, and lots of laughs. So that's Saturday, February 15th of 2025. The doors open at 5:30 p.m., dinner at 6 p.m., the show starts at 8 p.m. That will be at the Carolina Lakes Clubhouse at 91 Clubhouse Drive, Sanford, North Carolina. For tickets and info, call Vince Schimmler at 919-935-9937, or Kim Hensley at 661-733-7986. And our final page for this newsletter is an ad for Lions Industries for the Blind, Incorporated. Their number is 252-523-1019. Their motto, Independence Through Employment, providing quality products and services for over 40 years. And they state that they're now offering Lions Club apparel, and they have illustrations of a yellow ball cap, a blue fleece vest, a blue t-shirt, a yellow golf shirt, and a blue windbreaker, all with the Lions International logo affixed. And they are indeed good-looking pieces of fashion. So that's from LIB Graphic Solutions at Lions Industries for the Blind, Incorporated. You can call 252-527-3499 or 919-252-5050. And they are proudly in Kinston, North Carolina. We have come to the end of that newsletter, the newsletter for Lions District N for February of 2025. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. And we thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.